in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
These are all critical factors as we build out to the future of retirement funding in South Africa. As an organization, Alex Forbes has a rich history of contributing to the space as well as in pioneering insights. And it's at these events, which we call the Hot Topics, that we discuss the key issues of the day, as well as take a view as to the likely trends and choices facing us as we try and help more people achieve better retirement funding outcomes. And these cover various dimensions, like you've touched on investing, on regulation, on changes to how retirement fund members can actually access their savings and make the most of their investments building up to and into retirement itself.
What would you say are the main risks facing people saving for retirement?
The first, and in fact, all of the other risks stem from this one, is for too many people, we don't take ownership of our retirement funding journeys. What that means is we assume that our employer or our retirement fund or our financial advisor is doing everything to put us into the right position. But we as individuals need to take ownership. We need to understand what we've got, where it's invested, how much we're investing, is it enough, are we paying appropriate fees, and are we getting appropriate financial advice. And so the main risk is we are not taking ownership, and once we as individuals begin to take ownership, begin to understand better, begin to ask better questions, we're able to make better decisions. And in doing so, help to mitigate all of the other risks that come our way.
Now, the reality of the situation is there's thousands of people out there that just cannot see their retirement savings taking them through life, considering many factors, whatever it may be, possibly not saving enough from a younger age or what have you. What options are available for them?
The first step is getting informed, understanding where you currently are, how much you currently have, and what does that mean in terms of a likely future outcome in retirement. And it doesn't matter where you are in your career or life journey or how much or how little you have. That is the same first step for all of us. Get informed and get in touch with exactly what you've got. Once you've got that status quo update, you're able to then engage and seek help to identify what steps can be taken to improve that outcome. And as you say, for some, there is not a lot of time left, especially as you approach retirement, so you may not have time on your side to benefit from compound interest. But even then, as you build up to that at-retirement decision, the choice of what type of annuity, what type of pension to purchase, and the costs of that annuity can be one of the most significant financial decisions you'll ever make.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.